こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、フランスのパリで裸で過ごしたいナチュリストのために10月15日までの期間限定で森林公園ヴァンセンヌの森の1区画を全裸で過ごして良いエリアと認める決定が出されました。パリ市によれば、フランスには260万人のナチュリストがおり、これまで夜のみナチュリストに公共プールを開放するなどしてきましたが、今回の公園の一部を開放するという初の試みは、ドイツ、スイス、スペインをお手本として行われています。
A section of Bois de Vincennes Park in Paris, France will be designated... How do you say it?
Sorry, just keep
Can you say it?
I think it's more like Bois du Vincennes.
A section of Bois du Vincennes Park in Paris, France will be designated for naturists and others to spend time in the nude until October 15th. Paris is home to 2,600,000 naturism enthusiasts and has a pool open to naturists during night hours, but this is the first time they have opened a park to nudity, something inspired by policies in Germany, Switzerland, and Spain.
Yeah.あのナチュリストは結構50年代ぐらいからあの活動しているらしくてごめんね。あのそうで、今回もあのナチュリストの団体が結構ロビーイングを頑張って、まずその市の公園の規定を変えるっていうのと、まあ、近隣住民の理解を得るっていうので成功して、こういう試みが始まったらしいです。
Are there any naturist countries? Are there any countries where it's in the capital you can do business nude? Probably not, right?
ドイツ、スイス、スペイン、フランスがやっぱ思い浮かぶよね。
But there's still a minority in those places by far, right? People that are naturists and people that...
でもさ、でもフランスのルヴァン島っていう有名なとこがあって、そこ行くともうみんなが裸で暮らしてて、
What kind of place is that? A library?
なんかね、いや、
A beach?
なんかビーチリゾートみたいな感じ多分で、半分は軍事施設で、半分はこうなんかダイビングしに行く人もいるし、元から住んでる人もいて、元から住んでる人はもうそういう文化として、結構レストランとかも裸で入っていいよっていうとこがあったり。
So is diving naked a big thing?
No. ダイバーは普通の人。
Okay.
別に服着て観光で行って、そこに住んでる人は裸で暮らしてるっていうこと。 あとはでも、あの、まあ、スペインとか行ってもビーチとかは脱いでよかったり、フランスもジムとかキャンプ場でナチュリストに向けてオープンしてる。
At the gym, really? So people are exercising nude?
なんかニューヨークもあったよね、裸でヨガできるみたいなやつとか。
Well, I almost expect everything for yoga now, but like lifting weights and stuff, it's kind of...
ちょっと危ないよね、なんか足に落としたりとかして。
They still require shoes, right?
まあ靴は履いた方がいいね。
So it's just a bunch of people only wearing shoes, like lifting weights.
でも結構気持ちはわかる。あの日本も温泉があるから、ある意味、結構ナチュリストだと思うんだよね、その部分では。別にみんな人の前で裸になってお風呂入ることは抵抗ないから。
It's not enough. We need more.
あとでもさ、私もヴィラとかに行って人がいない空間だったら、ずっとタイとかでももう終始スパ高でいるもん。なんか一番さ気持ちいいよね、その外で太陽の下でもうすっぱだかでプール入ったりとか。なんかすごい開放感があるじゃん。
How many people do you think on average haven't been in nature naked? Like even once?
Nature as in そういうヴィラとかも入れないでってこと？
No building, no, like you're in nature and you're just naked.Like, just animal status, right?
どうだろうね。
Have you? Have you been completely naked in a natural setting?
ビラとかはあるよ。Like outside, like garden っていうかなんていうの?
But you're standing on in the fake. Pool. It's all fake stuff around you, right?
Yeah.
It's a controlled environment. You're not outside with no barrier between you and nature.
Outside はあるかな?
You're not a naturist.
No.
You're out.
海...
It has to be on purpose.
線路はないよね。多分。なんか取れちゃってみたいなとかあるけど、でも下も脱いでるってのはないもんね。
You don't accidentally become a naturist.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have to go out of your way to be naked outside.
特に森とかはね、ちょっと森とか山行って脱ぐってなるとすごいいっぱい脱ぐもんがあるじゃん。やっぱ海だとさ、どうせ水着しか着てないから。脱ぐのも簡単だけどさ。
Well, once you make the decision, I don't think it's that difficult either way.
なんかスペイン行った時にビーチに行ったら脱いでる人もいたんだけど、女の人とか。やっぱ一緒にやろうっていう勇気はちょっと出なかった。若かったから。
Are you sure if you do it too? Or can you just be nude in the same place? Or is it...
え、どういうこと?
I don't... Is that the sense? It's like, let's all be...Nude together. Is it a social thing or is
no,
it like
no, 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 no.
we? I don't like other nude people being around me, but this is the only place that I can be nude outside, and so that's why I'm here. I'm not really here to make nude friends.
They're not there to make nude friends.
some might be.
女の人一人とかでも来てペローンって脱いでたけど、今だったらできるかもね。その時19歳とかだったからちょっとなんか恥じらいがまだあった。
Is it, would it be considered an accomplishment? An accomplishment or?
Maybe.
Is that on your bucket list?
Maybe. What about you? Have you been completely naked?
In nature?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's so easy for guys, right? Because you have only one thing to hide. We have like...
That's only one more step.
Stuff.
it's just about the same easiness, I think.
Nah, because you can use one hand to cover yourself.
You、We、have、can. Two hands.
Yeah, but like, that's multiplied.
I guess. Why do you need to cover yourself? That defeats the purpose.
Yeah, だからこういうところにいれば隠さなくていいけど。
Just spend a little money, rent out a camp site somewhere in like Gunma or something. Drive out there, go into the woods, and just take your clothes off.
You've done that?
And you're done. No, that's not how I... that's not how I did it.
How did you do it?
It's happened multiple times. Well, I've taken my swim shorts off while I was in the ocean before.
Right.
And there was a dare situation that resulted in me being naked in a forest once.
Okay.
Which was benign, thankfully.
So, but that's not really like a liberating, voluntary thing that you did though, right?
Like I didn't go into that experience with a specific intent to be nude in the presence of nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say that.
So,
are there good things to do while you're naked? I mean, obviously there are some good things to do while you're naked, but there's not a whole lot of things you can do while you're naked.That are comfortable or safe.
でも公園はやっぱいいアイディアだと思う。こう温泉とかビーチと似てるっていうか、いつも言うけどそのミュンヘンのイングリッシュガーデンで家族全員が裸になってるのを見たときに、ああいいなと思ったもん。なんか家族の思い出としてさ、全員裸で公園で水遊びするっていうのは。なんか可愛いし。
Have you tried to get your family into that?
No, I was already like well in my 20s.
It's too late.
But, ちっちゃい子二人ね、とお父さんお母さんはなんかすごい自由っていうか、
primal.
なんか解放されてて楽しそうだなと思ったし、なんか子供の教育にも良さそうと思った。そのペローンって親がさ裸になってさらけ出してたらさ、なんかもうあ、いいんだっていうか、なんていうの、あ、こんな私太ってるしとか、こういうなんか何ストレッチマークがとかさ、
yeah.
そんなのは気にしなくていいんだよってメッセージになりそうだなって。
Well, no, children are fine with nudity. It's the adults that are so...
But I don't think children are fine with grown-up nudity.
Should they be?
Because of the society.
I don't think kids care that much. When you're like really young, it's... You are taught over time.
But like, can you imagine your parents being totally naked in the park? No, right?
In the park? No.
In like Yoyogi Koen.
No, and that wouldn't... Right? It wouldn't be a good idea in Yoyogi Koen.
次。Orb Media が13カ国の水道水を分析したところ 83% の割合でマイクロプラスチックが混入していることが明らかになりました。一番混入率が高かったのはアメリカで 94%、 一番低かったエクアドルでも 75% の割合でプラスチックが混入していました。原因として報告書では以下の5点を挙げています。 1.ポリエステル、アクリル、フリースなど化繊の洋服。2. 車のタイヤに使われるシチレンブタジエン。 3. 道路や船、家に使われているペンキ。 4. プラスチックの容器やフォーク、ストロー、ビニール袋などの使い捨て。 5. 歯磨き粉やスクラブなどに使われるマイクロビーズ。
In an analysis by Orb Media of tap water from 13 different countries,83% of the samples were found to be contaminated with plastic fibers. The highest prevalence of contamination was in the United States, where 94% were contaminated, and the lowest was in Ecuador, where 75% of the tap water samples were contaminated. The researchers highlight five potential sources in their paper: polyester, acrylic, and fleece clothing, styrene, butadiene compound used in tires, paint for roads, boats, and houses,plastic plates, forks, straws, and bags, as well as microbeads in toothpaste and body scrubs.
そう、アメリカに関しては議会の建物と EPA の建物とトランプタワーの水道水もチェックして、mm-hmm. 全部プラスチックが入ってた、mm-hmm. っていうことで、この国の中に残念ながら日本は入ってないんだけど、まあ大体同じような割合だろうなっていう、この 70% から 90% の間なんだろうなっていう予測ができるかなと思っていて、このレポートを見ると、例えばこの洋服に関しては、前から言われてるけど、洗濯機で回すごとに大量のプラスチック繊維が水に混ざっちゃうっていうの、プラス最近はやっぱりそのみんなが服着て歩いてるわけじゃん。でちょっとでも擦れたりとかするたんびに、それが全部空気に舞っていって、そこから下水に入って海に流れるっていうのも考えないといけないねとか、あとタイヤも、何キロ走るたびにそのゴムから出る繊維が地面に落ちたり空気に舞ったりして下水に混ざるとか、でペンキはね、今まで注目したことなかったけど、海のプラスチック汚染の 10% がこういう道路に塗ってるペンキとか船のペンキとかにから出てきてるんだって。でレジ袋に関しては、もらってから捨てるまで平均がたったの12分しかないのに対して、結局捨てられた後に500年間ぐらいはもう残っちゃうし、ストローとかも、まあ、マックとかさ、いろんなところでストローついてくるけど、それも捨てるまでに20分、でも地球に帰るもんじゃないから、数百年間とかはマイクロプラスチックになって溜まっていっちゃう、
mm. So it seems like sources are mostly plastic stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So
and a lot of our clothing is fairly plasticky at this point.
そうなので、まあ、この報告書では、細かいところで言うと、例えばフリースをそんなにしょっちゅう洗濯しないでくれみたいな話から、まあ、そういう化繊の洋服じゃないものを買うようにしようとか、ペットボトルとかレジ袋、ストローとか使わずに、使い捨ての容器じゃなくてちゃんと洗って使えるものにしましょうっていうのはもちろんなんだけど、 他にもやっぱり企業の取り組みとしてもっと違うあの materials を使ってくれっていうので、日本の企業で一つあの蜘蛛の糸、
mm-hmm.
スパイダーウェブを使ってる、
Silk, right?
そう企業があって、それを紹介したりとかもしてるね。
So does this do something to us? I'm assuming it does if we're drinking this stuff.
結局今までその海の中のマイクロプラスチックにどんどん注目が集まってるじゃない、
mm-hmm.
でなんで魚がそれを食べちゃうのかとか、あのそういう研究もどんどんされていて、それを食べることによってじゃあホルモンがちょっとおかしくなってるねとか、mm-hmm. 魚への害っていうのが広がっています。でその魚を人間は食べたり、その魚を食べる魚もいたりして、どんどんみんなの中に害が溜まってる。でそのマイクロプラスチック自体が害なのもあるんだけど、それ自体があのなんかこう病原菌とかをトラップしやすいとか、
うん、
そういう弊害もあり、なんかなんか今まで魚がプラスチック食べてて困るねって話をしてたのに、水道水にも入ってるってなると人間がもう直飲みしてるわけだから。でレポートにも書いてあったんだけど、やっぱ今ってプラスチックがここまで害になってるって分かってるんだけど、年間どれぐらいしか作っちゃいけないとか規制がないじゃん企業には、
right.
だからこうペットボトル作りたい放題、あのこういうプラスチックに入ってるお菓子作り放題とか、
right. Well, if something's bad then we probably shouldn't, I mean, what does it meanTo say like, okay, we can make this much.
Yeah, so.
Like, what does that really mean?
そうなの。
We know about different chemicals that are used in these plastics that seep into water. And so companies have been avoiding like BPA and using some alternative, which also turned out to have the same effects. But we've seen things like,the fertility rate in men has been dropping off substantially within the last like decade or so. And we don't have a good explanation for it other than all the weird chemicals that we're introducing into our bodies, which can affect our hormone levels and therefore might be related to sexual function.
そうで、これまで地球上の歴史でありえないスピードでプラスチックを製造してばらまいてるわけだから当たり前なんだけど、だから
Just imagine how much.
そう
imagine.
だからやっぱりその個人での努力ももちろん必要だし、だ引き続きビニール袋を使わないでエコバッグ使うとか、
mm-hmm.
それもあるし、やっぱり企業にこう問い合わせる、なんかその代替の、 あの素材探したりしてるんですかとか、何でもいいんだけどちょっと聞いてみたりとかすると、あ気にしてる人がいっぱいいるんだなって企業も気づいてくれたりするしっていう、結局ね、だって水道水に入っちゃってるとさ、どうしたらいいのっていう話だもんね。
Yeah, and this or 94% of them were contaminated. What does that really mean? I mean, if you had better instrumentsWould that be 100%? I mean, part of me kind of thinks that it would be. You're telling me there's not even one fiber in there. You know?
Yeah.
We just... There's so many examples of things that we assume are safe, or we measure some things and we don't measure other things, right? We don't look into things until it's a global scale problem like this. Like, we don't even look into it. You know, we just...
いやで特に人間はやっぱり、まあ、人間基準でライフスパンが長いから、その急に絶滅したりとか急に数が減ったりとかしないから分かりにくいんだよね、うん、ただカエルとか魚とかそれこそもうちょっとちっちゃい生き物でライフスパンが短いものになってくると影響がもろに出て、もう本当に数が減ってたり、あの、うん、交配しなくなってたりとか。
Well, let's say we figure it out within one lifespanThat means it took us 100 years. That's crazy, you know?
そう。次、学会誌デベロップメンタルサイエンスに掲載されたトロント大学の研究で、4歳から6歳までの子ども100人を3つのグループに分け、それぞれ違う絵本を読み聞かせました。 一つのグループには物を独り占めせずにみんなで分け合うと気持ちがいいねと動物たちが学ぶ内容の絵本、もう一つのグループには同じあらすじで動物の代わりに人間を登場させました。三つ目のグループはコントロール群としました。子どもたちには絵本を読む前に好きなシールを10枚選ばせた上で、シールが足りなくなったのでもらえないお友達がいる、もしその子に分けてあげたかったらこの封筒に入れておいてねと伝えます。絵本の後にも再度シールを選ばせ同じことを伝えました。人間が登場した絵本を読んでいた子どもたちは封筒にシールを入れましたが、動物の絵本を読んだ子どもたちとコントロール群の子どもたちには変化がなく、逆に2回目の段階でシールを封筒に入れる割合は減っていました。1000冊の子ども向け絵本を対象にした2002年の調査では、半分以上の登場人物が擬人化した動物でした。
In a study by Toronto University, published in the journal Developmental Science, researchers separated 100 children aged 4 to 6 into three groups and read them picture books. The first group was read a book which promoted the concept of sharing with others, using animals. The second group was read a book with the same plot, but used human characters in place of the animals. The third group was a control. Before reading the books, the children were allowed to pick out 10 stickers that they liked.But were then told that a friend could not receive one because there were not enough. They were then told that they could place one of their stickers into an envelope if they were willing to share. The same scenario was presented after reading the books. The children in the group which had been read the book with human characters placed stickers in the envelope. However, the group which was read the animal version did not. The control group actually responded more selfishly the second time the situation was presented, with less of them placing a sticker in the envelope.A survey of 1,000 children's books in 2002 found that over half of them used characters that were personifications of animals.
そう、だって面白いよね。だ結局なんかモラルを教えたいんだったら、人間が登場してるとか結構リアルな設定にした方が子供には刺さってる可能性がありますよっていう話らしい。
Do we know why?
No. でもアプライはしやすいもんね、人間の方が。その一個さ、動物っていうフィルターを挟んで、自分のシチュエーションに応用しようって思うとさ、なんかそのフィルター少ない方が応用はしやすい気はするけど、確かに。
I mean, it makes sense that it makes a difference, but I don't.The amount of difference isn't so quantified here, right?
だからどれぐらい自分に relevant と感じるかっていうことじゃない?
If they used like the Hey Arnold guy with that crazy football head, do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Who else has a weird shaped head?
The Simpsons?
Yeah, they're yellow, right? Yeah. There's something off.Should we get rid of that too? Should we make them realistic human beings?
No one is saying we should get rid of
I'm saying.
Anything.
That's what I'm saying. No, like, if the animal's a personification, then it just means that it's a human being. Essentially, it's a person. It's a being that we can relate to, except that they're presented in animal form.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that mean, and if that's a detriment to these children being able to understand it and receive the moral message, then should we remove more and more of these things? In fact, should we put the child themselves in the book?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, to the extent that we're able.
この実験した人も、だからその今後絵本を書く人は、この調査の結果を知っといてほしいと言ってた。だ普通にただのね、ふわふわしたお話だったら、何の動物が主人公でもいいけど、こう何かを教えなきゃいけないっていう目的を持った教育絵本みたいな場合は、人間の方がいいのかもねっていう話。
But do kids like books with humans in them? It seems like they would like them less.
まあ分かんないよね。
Because your kid needs to like the book, and you're not putting them into an experiment where you kind of force read material to them.
でもさ。わかんないよね、その人間の描き方にもよるし、あまりにもさ可愛くないリアルな感じとかだったら嫌かもしれないけど、可愛ければいいのかもしれないし、 まあ、子供にもよるだろうしね、なんかわかんないけど。でも自分が子供の時読んだ本でちょっとモラル系のやつで記憶に残ってるの何かなって思った時に、
ミッフィ
ー。ナオは、ミッフィーってそんなモラルの話だったんだっけ。
Okay, what were you gonna say?
一個パッと思いついたのはやっぱ絵本ではないけど The Little Prince、 星の王子様、
うん、
あとは、ま、めっちゃ大好きだったから、あとは The Giving Tree、 大きな木、覚えてる、 The Green Book。 It's really dark、mm-hmm. kind of sad。 なんか This tree keeps giving everything to this boy and the boy ends up cutting the tree and
does it, is this a message against sharing? What is what's the message?
なんかね、あれ何なんだろうね。 I think it's about unconditional love、but I don't know what they were trying to
as expressed、
me.
by the tree.
Yeah
Yeah. So you could relate to the tree, but not the person.
It's not relatable.
Oh.
I didn't relate to the boy or the tree.
Oh.
But.
So it didn't really work.
でもなんか、あれ何が教えたかったんだろうね。なんか、it's like a destructive relationship, and it's not good for you.
And this is a children's book.
いやいやいや、絶対見たことあると思うよ。
Huh.
多分日本でも読んだことある人いっぱいいると思う。
Like in the doctor's office or something? Or is it older than that?
It was at my place. And、hmm. 本屋さんとか今でも置いてあると思うし。あとはあれだね。モラルは関係ないかもしれないけど、ピーターラビットはすごい覚えてる。
Hmm.
すごい怖いんだよね、あれ。知ってた？実はなんか、あの、
yeah.
なんかウサギがさ、That's not Peter Rabbit.
I thought it was.
No, that's what's his name? That's Disney. Oh my god.
No, that's not, what's his name? What's the name of that rabbit?
Roger or something? I don't know.
Oh, Roger Rabbit? No.
No, that's a different
that's
rabbit.
That's a different rabbit.
That's
you
funny.
Just did what I
no.
did.
What? No, you know Peter Rabbit?
Yeah.
You know, the realistic-ish.
Yeah, yeah. Super hairy.
Yeah, with clothes on.
Yeah, everything's yeah. hairy in that book.
なんかそのピーターラビットのお母さんが言うこと聞かす、なんかね、パイになっちゃう動物とかがいるんだよね。
パイに。
Like meat pie.
What is that?
Like a fox
like,
or a dog or something.
Like someone cooked
yeah,
it into
rabbit pie or something like.
Okay.
It's pretty cruel.
Hmm.
Yeah, anyway.
It's gonna make me hungry.
Oh my god, what's wrong with you?
What if they use CGI and they make children's books with CGI where all the characters look like real people? I mean, what if there was a children's book but it was like real people? Like live action children's book?
Yeah.
Like you use actual
like Disney,
humans. Disney's animated.Right?
No, like、
It's、
there、
drawn.
are Disney movies, じゃん、oh. 最近人が入ってるやつ。
Right, right.
そういうこと？
Yeah, but like in as a book. Are there books like that?
What? どういうこと？ Picture books ってこと？
Yeah,
with
but
humans.
With real photos or of CGI images.
Why does
of
it have
real
to be、
humans?
CGI?
Because it's expensive to make real actors do stuff for a book, right? Especially a children's book.
I don't know. What?
I'm just wondering if realism is the point here、
yeah.
for relatability, for young children at least.、
Mm.
Does it need to be sort of straightforward?
ね、どうなんだろうね。
Or do these stories with animals and these metaphors and these sort of parable type things, are those, do those work better?
だから metaphor、あのさ、だから結局桃太郎とかああいうのも
What's the story of Momotaro? Like what is that? What's the message? Or what does it say to you? At least
あれは別にモラルストーリーっぽく見せかけて別にそういうわけじゃないもん、ね、
None of these stories worked 、
うん、だって浦島太郎とかも意味わかんないしね。なんか亀助けたのに結局おじいちゃんにされちゃってるみたいなさ。
I'm sure there's something there profound. It's just going over both of our heads.
でもだってかぐや姫とかもめっちゃ謎だし。 なんか別にだからグリム童話とかの方がまださ、意地悪にしたらあの焼けた靴履かされるよとか、お父さんとセックスしたら魔女に殺されるみたいな、なんかさ分かりやすいじゃん。
Okay.
白雪姫とかさ、yeah. オリジナルのやつは。
I mean, I understand stories where it's just like, don't do this. And so the story was created in order for you to not do stuff.
そうそうそう。
Like every, I don't know, German story.
基本なんか怖がらせるみたいな。これをやるとこんな怖いことになるからやめときなさい。
The boogeyman. The boogeyman is gonna get you.
あ、そうそう。早く寝ないとクローゼットからモンスターが出るよとか。
Yeah.
そういうなんかさ、fear mongering みたいなのってどうなんだろうね。
Well,
I guess it works to some extent.
We used to balance it with like the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and stuff, you know. So there's like mythical positive things.
でも Tooth Fairy なんてモラルもヘッタクレもないでしょ。歯が抜けりゃお金がもらえるってやつでしょ。
Ballin. No, I don't. I don't know what it's.
サンタはまださ、いい子にしてないとダメ。
But it teaches you about money a little bit. It teaches you about
how.
Like,because you can, if you can keep this thing and you can, I don't know, someone will buy it. Like it has no value to you, but it has value to someone else. This crazy、
That's、
tooth fetish fairy.
What?
Does that not make sense?
No.
Then what do you think it is? It's just fuckery?
No, it's like for spoiled people. I don't
What?
Spoiled rich people. I don't
that
know.
That is definitely not the basis for it. Although they may have come up with it. I don't know what the origin is, but.
Do you honestly think the poor people came up with it? No way.
I mean, you just get less money. Your tooth is less valuable if you're poor. But you probably still get something, like a nickel. It doesn't matter. None of these kids are making crazy money.
I just don't really get it. Because 日本にはないじゃん、tooth fairy 別に。Mm-hmm. なんか歯が抜けたことによってお金がもらえるっていうのが意味がわかんない。
For me, it was like...Because that happened in my family at least once. I got paid.
Yeah.
you
got paid.
I don't know. It's when your tooth comes out, it's kind of a traumatic thing. It's just like bad, right? It's just bad and it's just traumatic.
No, it was exciting. It's like, oh my
Maybe
God, I'm growing up.
Maybe if you're completely out of your mind and it's not. For some people, it's bad because it's not.
Okay.
It's painful.You're trying to eat and it's just like, my tooth, you know, and it's like, oh, we need to pull it out. So people are, you know, tie a string to your tooth and
oh,
like
God.
Slam the door,
oh.
or bust out the pliers or whatever yeah. sort of crazy tool there is. But you can say, however, the tooth is out now and there's great news. All you have to do is put it under your pillow and you're going to make some money.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's bullshit, but
bullshit.
It's just, you know, like...
なんかさ、生理が来た時にお赤飯炊くみたいな感じで、こう、お祝いするんだったらわかるの。あ、歯が初めて抜けたねとか、あ、歯が全部抜け替わったね、おめでとうとかさ。でもなんかその、一本ずつお金もらうってなんか意味がわかんない。
Well, you missed out. You're just jealous of all that tooth money. 次。Macaques in southern Thailand have begun using stones to crack open oil palm nuts, while macaques along the coast had used stones to open shellfish for at least 100 years. Only recently have stones been utilized by the inland macaques. While tool use is common among animals, only three species are known to use stone tools. Chimpanzees in West Africa, bearded capuchins in Brazil, and these long-tailed macaques in Thailand.Lydia Lunks and her team from the University of Oxford observed the practice on an abandoned palm oil plantation on Yao Noi Island using camera traps. The research was published in the International Journal of Primatology.
タイ南部のオナガザルについて、100年前頃から沿岸に住む個体が石を使って貝を開けている様子が確認されてきましたが、最近になって内陸側に住む個体も石を使ってアブラヤシの種を割り始めた様子が観測されました。道具を使用する動物はたくさんいますが、これまで石を使うのが確認されていたのは、西アフリカのチンパンジーとブラジルのフサオマキザルだけでした。今回の発見は、オックスフォード大学のチームが ヤオノイ島にあるパーム油のプランテーション跡地にカメラを仕掛けて実現しました。研究は学会誌 International Journal of Primatology に掲載されています。
ふさお、巻きざる。
神々。ごめんね。
Once you said ふさお、巻きざる。
って言うとしかも。
巻きざる。Once you said that, it was over.
今日ダメな日なんだよね。もうなんか湿気すごいし暑いしもう。
You're fine. Yeah, these crazy monkeys started using stones. They actually have a stone hammer. They call it a stone hammer.
Okay.
It doesn't look anything like a hammer. It just looks like a stone. But primatologists call it a stone hammer because they use this stone, a specific stone, to crack open these palm oil nuts. And they always do it on this same anvil. So that there's like this flat slab of rock that they go to. And they use this
rock.
Yeah, so it kind of, they kind of look like a hairy blacksmith or something standing at this little thing, just working on this, nut.
かわいいね。これってその沿岸に住んでるチームと内陸に住んでるチームで分かれてる暮らしてるってこと？それともどっちも行き来してんの？
I think they've been moving inland gradually.
ああ、そういうこと？
And that's why this is, that's part of why this is happening. Because they have to adapt. But we've seen examples of macaques and other animals, other monkeys, adapting in cities.Like in Thailand, there are monkeys in the city or in places where there are a lot of people and they get their food by stealing from humans. And that's essentially an adaptation of behavior as
right,
well.
Right.
And you see it in the pigeons that live in near where you are in Takeshiba, the pigeons on that pier are the most...comfortable pigeons around humans that I've ever seen. It's reached a completely new level.
Ah, so.
It's reached a completely new level. Like, you can hold it in your hands and pigeons will just come up. Like, they're not scared of people at all. And they're extremely patient. So they won't leave. The last time I was there, I was sitting on the pier and this pigeon was just there. And it would walk right up to my shoes and kind of look at me.And depending on how I look back, it kind of creates a little bit of distance, but it's so comfortable.
So. まあ何にもされないだろうしね、別にそんな意地悪な人もあんまいないと思うし、そうすると別に怖がる必要ないかって思うだろうね。
Crows too. And we know that the crows now can like pick up the garbage net.
Yeah.
And they put...little seeds and stuff on the train tracks on purpose.
Yeah. そうだね。猫もそうじゃない？野良猫も。
Do they do that too?
No, I mean like they don't use tools, but they. Some of them are extremely friendly. なんか初対面からさ、もう。だそれもアダプテーションっていうか。
Well, they're.
人間にご飯もらってれば。
They're.largely domesticated, right? You know, we've kind of manipulated that species. But we're seeing creatures in the wild start to use tools. A lot of crows can use tools in multiple steps. So they've created a situation where it's like, if you grab this stick, then you can use this stick to get a longer stick out of this box, and then use the longer stick to like get this loop with a thing on it,That will, I mean, it's just, they can think 3-4 levels in, despite the fact that their brain is like the size of a walnut.
あっちからするとね、できるの当たり前だから、びっくりされることが心外だろうね。
I guess so.
当たり前じゃんみたいな。
There's also sea otters that have a flap of skin behind their rear leg, their foot leg,
What?
There's like a flap of skin by their feet,
yeah,
basically, near their hips.
Yeah.
My sea otter anatomy is bad, but they put rocks. They put a rock in that flap of skin. All the sea otters do this.
Yeah. ラッコでしょ?
Yeah.
なんかさ、そのお気に入りの石をさ、なくしちゃうとすごいへこむんでしょ、ラッコって。
Yeah, it has to be.
あ、なくなっちゃったみたいな。
It has to be like that specific rock.
一番のお気に入りのやつ。
Yeah.
かわいそう。かわいい。
And they use that to open like little clams. 貝
とかね、
yeah.
Yeah.なんだろうね、こう人間に近いビヘイビアって可愛く見えちゃうじゃん、人間にとって。
Yeah, well, this is the children's book problem.
なんでかわかんないけど、だからその道具使ってるとかってさ、だからお気に入りの何かがあるとかって可愛く見えない。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so. Because it's funny because it's kind of an irrational thing.
Mm.
It's irrational.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I just like this thing. This is like my favorite thing. Right? Mm. But for some reason, that's like a human trait. Mm. Even though we think that we're the rational ones.
そうなんだよね。すごい irony じゃない?
Well, we are the rational ones. We are the rational ones, but we're also the irrational ones.
Yeah.
Like, animals aren't really irrational.
My cats are totally irrational.
It's because you're there.
I don't
know.
Yeah, だから人間が思うほどそのイラショナルの幅が狭くないと思うんだよね、動物も。
Mm.
だからなんか全ての行動に理由があるみたいなさ感じに見がちだけど、別にそういうわけじゃないっていうか。
Well, what should your cats be doing from a rational standpoint?
What should they be doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. でも結構今もはやなんかなんだろうね。本当に意味わかんない意味のないこともするし、だから机から人間の赤ちゃんみたいに物を落っことすっていうのはしょっちゅうやるし、ただ落としたいからやるみたいな。それが楽しいのかよくわかんないけど。
It might be working on you.
On me?
Yeah, I think animals mostly do things because it works in their favor.
See, no. that's I don't think that's true. I mean, they yes to some extent, but I don't think that's they revolve around us. You know, they just sometimes they just do things because it's entertaining mm-hmm. to them.
Well, that's one of the biggest differences between cats and dogs, I think.Is that humans or dogs are really tied into human emotion and behavior.
Right.
Whereas cats
well,
aren't
Well, that's because
really
they have hierarchy, right? In the wild environment. Motomoto.
It's I mean, because that's what humans wanted and we bred them and so they love us.
But isn't that how they are? Like wolves are like that too? No?
Yeah.
Like
well,
there's a boss and then
yeah, it's you have their, to like...It's their own social intelligence that has been leveraged to create that behavior. I
right.
Think, but
So dogs don't really do irrational, inexplicable stuff?
They definitely do, but not really, not on, I mean, not on purpose. I mean, what does that really mean? How much...To what capacity can dogs make rational decisions? They kind of... I think dogs are really emotional creatures and they make most of their decisions just based on how they feel. Which is rational because that's what we want them to do, right?
Yeah.
We'll feed them. Tsugi. According to research published in Social, Psychological, and Personality Science, the speed at which people walk...reflect some of their personality. The researchers used data from a survey of over 15,000 people aged 25 to 100 years old to conduct a meta-analysis. The researchers found that people with a faster gait generally had personalities tending toward lower neuroticism, higher extroversion, higher conscientiousness, and higher openness.
学会誌 Social Psychological and Personality Science に掲載された研究で、20歳から100歳までの1万5000人のデータのメタ分析の結果、人は自分の歩くスピードに性格の一部が反映されていることが分かりました。早歩きの人は外向性が高く良心的でオープンであり、神経質ではない傾向にありました。何これ、本当？
appears to be a correlation between the two.
しかも早歩きの人だけじゃん、これ。遅い人はこれの逆ってこと、ただ単に。
Yeah.
え、じゃあ普通のスピードの人は？
Well, what is that? What do you mean by 普通のスピード?
I don't know.
Everyone that walks the same speed as you.
I don't know.
You know how they say, like, everyone that drives slower than you is an idiot, and everyone who drives faster than you is insane.
もう比較の問題だもんね。でも相対的にってことだもんね。So, do you walk fast?
I don't know, actually. I feel like my speed varies a lot.
でもマイケルそんなに早歩きじゃないよね。
I don't think so.
うん。てかマイケルそんなに早く動かないよね、基本的に。
I'm saving it.
なんかさ、キックボクシングとかさ、なんか運動で早く動かなきゃいけないときは超早く動けるけど、普段別に早く動かないよね。
For what?Yeah, I think so.
なんかめっちゃさっさとしてるところ見たことない。
Yeah, do you?
Do I?
Do you move fast?
When I'm in rush, like when I have to put on my makeup in like 2 minutes.
But you'd say when just in general terms, you think that you move faster than I do when no one's doing anything specific.
Well.As far as I've seen, yeah. Because I cook and stuff, right? Like, when you cook, you have to do everything, like, fast. Like, multitask, you know? So. てか、マイケルが焦ってるのを見たことないしね、まず。なんか、ああ、これもやって、あれもやって、これを同時にやってみたいなとかさ、あ、もう送りそうだから、行かなきゃみたいな、そういうの一回も見たことないもん。遅れててもなんか結構。いやそうだねみたいな感じじゃん。
Yeah, it's interesting that this is a thing. Like how fast you walk has something to do with your personality. Like where do you think you come down on this, or where does your gait, what does it imply about your psychology?
でもまあさ、どれぐらい速く歩くかって脳でどっかしらで決めてるじゃん、多分。だからその性格とか traits が全く関係ないわけはないと思うけど、さすがに。
It doesn't feel like that though. I feel like if I walked faster than I'm walking right now, that would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm walking slow, but this is top speed. Like I'm not trying. Like what am I like in like cross country skiing type strides?
そうだね。
I don't understand people who are taking these like crazy strides and working up a sweat and.
Yeah.My husband definitely walks faster than me, though.
But you're also small, so it's not
My
just...
My legs are shorter.
It's not just your... To clarify, this isn't just... the speed of your gait is not really the speed that you move at across the surface of planet Earth.
Yeah.
It's more how many steps are you... Or how often are you stepping, right?But they could probably break this down into like how long your steps are. Hasn't there been a study like that? Like how long your stride is? And that correlated to something? Wasn't there a study like that?
なんかstrideの研究あったよね。結構昔に。
These guys, how are these guys not linking up and sorting out the stride versus gait pace correlations?
Because like I'm short, so of course I'm taking more steps, right?
It has to be...You have to figure out what the scales are.
Yeah.
Because
look at chihuahuas. They take so many fucking steps just to go like 5 meters, right?
Well, Yao Ming has the slowest gait, but he's the fastest walker, right?
Yeah. そうだよね。え、それはさ、考慮に入れてんの、これは。
Well, they're
just... height とか。
Well, they're saying the speed of the gate, and so not the speed that you're moving. So Yao Ming, just by being a large person, I mean, it's hard to... You can't really apply this to outliers like Yao Ming. I don't think it works.
真面目な顔で言わないでよ。
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those people, you can just ask. Like, you can just ask. It's fine. I was looking into gait.
Like, hey, what are your traits?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because you can't.
You can
apply
just
this.
Ask this to anyone.
Yeah.
じゃあこのリサーチいらないじゃん。
For individuals, that's true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works. That's how statistics work. We always forget that. But. So I was looking into gait and like the difference between trotting and galloping.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference? Or like...
I know with horse.
A symmetrical gait and an asymmetrical gait.
Mm, どういうこと?
So a symmetrical gait is like left, right, left, right.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas an asymmetrical gait is like a cheetah running or I think a gallop.
Ah.
A gallop would be asymmetrical. But a trot would be symmetrical.
Okay.
Right? Because a trot's just like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The left-right thing.
だから前足と後ろ足が揃ってるっていうか...
I think it's along the left-right axis.
Yeah.
So...
だからチーターみたいにこう一気に前足と後ろ足がなく内向きに向いて外に向いて内に向いての繰り返しかこう交互になってるかってこと。
And with horses, it's like the crr, 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 like
yeah.
Which one's landing first? Like I don't actually know.
Yeah.
But they're all kind of landing right after each other.
Yeah.
Right.
うん。そうだね。
Yeah.
Yeah. それが何なんだっけ
？Gate.
うん。
Oh, just the people trying to classify.Gait and all these different animals. So
okay.
I was looking, they're like, there's a whole science behind this, but if you look at the way a buffalo moves, and then you look at the way an ant moves, and you look at the number of limbs and which limbs move in which order, and like a centipede, like how does that work? You know, it gets very weird. Everything has these little sticks coming off the sides of their bodies.
Yeah.
And they're using them to like move around.
Yeah.
But one thing that people don't really point out about humans because it's embarrassing is that the way that we move around, our form of locomotion is essentially being off balance one leg at a time and just kind of falling onto the other leg. Right? We're just like falling forward and you move your lower appendage in front of you before you fall.
Yeah.
And then it kind of braces you, and then you use that momentum to swing your other appendage.
確かにね。
Yeah.
変だね。
Think about cartwheels, like humans doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
In the future, when they genetically modify our mitochondria and we don't get tired, the fastest way to get around in the absence of a bicycle is going to be cartwheeling.
That's like the stupidest thing you can imagine. Oh.
But we all move the same way. There's no law about how you get from A to B.
Okay, but, like, if you think that we're not cartwheeling just because it's tiring, like, that's crazy.
I think that's the main reason. It's definitely...
Really?
It's a major reason. It's exhausting. Because you can have a kid and they'll cartwheel, right? But they'll stop when they get tired. If that kid never got tired... They would cartwheel all the way to the store.
Yeah, だって目が回るし、まず。
You can get used to it. Look at the Olympics.
We're not designed to do that.
Maybe. But just this idea of gait and locomotion and the way that we use these limbs to do stuff. The fact that we're upright and just balancing like a pole most of the time.
まあね、それは本当確かに言われてみればめっちゃ変だわ。
Yeah, most of these other animals have... have four limbs, but they use all of them to move around on
the
ground.
Yeah, and they're way more stable. Mm-hmm. Like, my cat can jump off from もうすごい高いところでタッて何着地できるじゃん。で別になんか足ひねったりとかさしないし、あなんか手首ひねっちゃったみたいなことないじゃん。
We also trip over stuff, and when we do, it's way worse than other animals.
Yeah.
Because when you trip, there's only one leg left. Yeah. And the whole thing just kind of falls over, right? It's really dramatic. Like other animals don't really trip. Like your cat will like kind of catch on something and like, oh, and just kind of step over. Because it has three other legs going.
まあ猫も転ぶけどね。ただいや、あと3個足があるから。
It's not as bad.
うん、
When you're upright and you fall over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
何の話だよ。
It's important. 次。Coronal mass ejections from the sun are expected to arrive at Earth today, with effects extending until tomorrow, based on the observation of a moderate M5 solar flare, which resulted in a high-frequency radio blackout on Tuesday. The resulting geomagnetic storm has an anticipated intensity level of G3 and could cause an increased radiation risk for people flying, as well as interfere with high radio or with high-frequency radio communications and precise GPS function. When a coronal mass ejection reaches Earth, it compresses the day side of the Earth's magnetosphere and reconnects on the night side of the planet, releasing terawatts of energy into the upper atmosphere and generating auroras. Stronger storms can potentially disable satellites, power grids, and other electrical systems. In July of 2012, the sun generated a solar superstorm that missed Earth by 9 days, a storm which would have disabled many of our electronic systems, with costs projected at $2.6 trillion in the United States alone.
Is it magnitude, you said? Or what is this?
Magnitude.
Yeah. マグニチュード5の太陽フレアが観測され、今週火曜日に高周波無線通信のブラックアウトが起きたことから、今日太陽のコロナ質量放出が起きると見られており、その影響は明日まで続く予定です。レベル G3 の磁気嵐が起きると予想されており、飛行中の人々の放射線被曝リスクが上昇したり、高周波の無線通信や GPS に影響が出る可能性があります。コロナ質量放出が地球に到達すると、地球の日が当たっている側の磁気圏が圧縮され、日が当たっていない夜の側とつながり、大気上部にテラワット級のエネルギーが放出されてオーロラが発生します。強い太陽嵐が起きれば、人工衛星、パワーグリッド、その他電気系統のシステムが遮断される可能性もあります。2012年7月に起きたスーパー太陽嵐はギリギリで9日間ずれたため問題ありませんでしたが、もし当たっていればアメリカ国内だけでも 2.6 兆ドルの経済損失が出たと見られています。
The sun.
So, my husband is in the air right now.
Fried.
Now,
whereabouts? I mean, you'd really have to be... if you're flying over the North Pole right now, then you're not in good shape.
Oh, then yeah, no.
But people even in the northern United States, maybe as far north as like Colorado, could see this phenomenon today.
Mm-hmm.
Which normally you can't see it from that latitude. There's no way.
どういうふうに見えるの?
In the sky.
何が見えるの?
Auroras.
あ、普通に夜?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It's going to be extending further south, above the continental, well, North America.
え、めっちゃラッキーじゃん。
Yeah, so a lot of people should be able to see auroras that would never otherwise see them.
このさ、ノート作ってて、まあ、マイケルの文章を見て日本語に訳してて、うわもう最悪じゃん最悪じゃんでテラワット級のエネルギーまで書いたところでえ何と思ってオーロラがって書いてたからなんだみたいななんか急にいいことみたいな
Yeah. Well, I think it at this strength level it's a good thing because people can see the auroras and it doesn't and civilization on Earth but the one in 2012 would have been a pretty serious problem for electronics on this. Certainly worse than Y2K, although that's not really saying much.
So this time it's going to be okay?
Hopefully. There, like, communication with certain satellites is expected to be interrupted, and changes that occur in the atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, are going to interfere with high frequency radio communications and stuff just for like a couple days.
Okay.
And so I think one of the reasons why they don't want airplanes in certain areas is it could interfere with their ability to communicate with that aircraft.
Oh.
Although I'm not a pilot, I'm not really too sure on that. But what's happening with the sun right now, the sun is on this 11-year cycle for who knows why, what reason. But its activity gets intense. And then, you know, there's sunspots on the sun, and there's solar flares, which, you know, that there's these crazy magnetic bands of like plasma and electrons that are constantly like aligning themselves on the surface of the sun magnetically. They're magnetic, so they kind of can't help it. But these crazy loops, you've seen the pictures of the sun with like these loops, right?
What loops?
The surface of the sun is like all the prominences and everything that's coming out of the surface of the sun are loops. And there are these bands that come out of the opposite magnetic poles of the ends of that band.
Okay.
It's weird, but what happens is these things get all messed up, and basically they get all twisted and weird. And once they get so twisted and weird, on the surface of the sun, it tries to reestablish the connection, and a series of these little loop things will like close, but one of them, it's weird weird wording, I'm not sure how to say this technically, but it's like it gets pinched off or something. Okay. A twisted loop, and that's why these coronal mass ejections are in this helical shape. What do you call it? A helix or like a corkscrew.
Right, right.
So the coronal mass ejections are like in this corkscrew pattern. Because they're like snapping off of these magnetic connections on the surface of the sun. If you see a video, it'll make a lot more sense.
Okay, yeah.
It's very difficult to describe in words, but...
Yeah.
But basically, that's happening on the surface of the sun. And so like this, that sends these crazy ejections of plasma and energy towards just out from the sun. And they can miss Earth, right? It can be facing a different direction. It can be sent in any direction from the sun.
Right.
But if we happen to be in the path of it, then this happens. Auroras and stuff.
And they can't really predict where it's going to happen?
Not right now. They can probably use artificial intelligence or something, analyze the surface of the sun, and maybe get a slight warning. But the reason why we have a warning on the coronal mass ejection is because you can see part of the phenomenon travels at the speed of light. So we basically see it in, 9 minutes or whatever. But then the rest of it takes 2 days to get here.
Oh, I see.
So.
And it could be happening right now.
No, it is happening right now.
Oh, it is happening
right now. No, we're probably getting bombarded with some extra cosmic or at least solar radiation right now. Like if you're in the International Space Station, I don't know if they have any protocol for this, but maybe they fly somewhere safe, But you don't have any of the atmospheric shielding, so it's even worse.
そうだよね。
Yeah, like you could be on the way to Mars, for example.
Yeah.
And then get hit with one of these coronal mass ejections. And you could seriously just be toast. Like the whole ship is done.
Yeah.
That could definitely... Well, I don't know about definitely.
But that's every 11 years, right? We know that, right?
No, the cycle of the sun is just every 11 years. Events like the one that happened today probably happen 10 times a year.
What? Maybe,
but with varying severity.
Oh, okay.
Like very small solar flares and coronal mass ejections are probably a daily event.
Okay.
It's just the size, right?
Okay.
And I mean, that's one of the doomsday scenarios. Solar flare wipes out all the electronics on Earth. Yeah. But if the internet just goes down. If the internet was going to go down, that'd probably be how it happened.
Do we have a backup plan for that?
No.
Right?
I mean, the people at the top do. I guess the cabal and the Illuminati.
I mean, like, at airports and stuff.
Well, that's what this warning is for. If it had been a larger event, then maybe there would be actual... I don't know. There probably is a plan because we get the two-day notice, right?
Right.
And so maybe we would do something, although I'm not sure what exactly. Just be ready for it.
Like close the airports and stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Seems extreme. The sun is so crazy. There are these things called helmet streamers. One thing I was wondering about after I saw that eclipse was like, why do the pictures look so different than what I saw? And for a while I was like, wow, I must have just been out of my mind. It probably just looked like this picture and I'm just imagining stuff.
Yeah.
But it turns out that actually most of it isn't picked up by cameras at all. So all these pictures of the eclipse are just nonsense. It doesn't look like that. And I don't think that there is a camera that exists that can actually take a picture of the eclipse accurately. You would have to it would have to be an HDR image, and you would have to take many images across a wide range of exposure and compile them to get images of the stuff that you can see with your eyes. So like these helmet streamers, it's a weird name, but those loops on the sun, they have the solar wind kind of pulls plasma off of these loops, and it extends out millions and millions of kilometers from the sun outwards in all directions, where it seems like the sun, and those are really the primary features of the sun, visually speaking, but you can only see them during an eclipse, and they really do extend way out into the sky from the sun. So it's just like, I don't know, it's kind of weird that we don't have any, we can't really take pictures of what people see.
Yeah, because I feel like people, I mean, usually the perception for photography is that it's better than our eyes, no?
It's not even as good as my description of it in terms of like what the phenomenon is actually like, right? Because you look at a picture and it's like it's not even a single width of the sun away from the sun, but that's not accurate.
I gotta go see it myself then, next time.
When was it again? 2019 in Chile, Argentina? And Argentina.
It was more like Chile or Argentina, right?
I think it's Chile.
And
Argentina. I mean, you can probably be in the ocean too. Ocean's an option. International waters.
Right. Okay. お話終わり。文字起こしのテキスト、Android、Mac、iPhone、
iPad でチェックできますので試してみてください。オフィシャルアプリ、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題やっていますので、マイケルがあそこでなんて言ってたのかなとか確認したい方はぜひ使ってみてください。単語テスト機能もついてるしね、いろいろアップグレードされてるので、あとインスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやってますのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
Tomorrow is a 特別編 or not tomorrow?
What?
Not tomorrow, next week? Are we?
いや決めてない何言ってんのかと思った。
失礼します
これからね、今日これからあの特別編撮るね。
Yeah, I guess we haven't figured out over
Yeah
tomorrow, but sorry.
終わり。
Bye
Bye